Back inside Stroh Center, Bowling Green falls tonight to Central Michigan by a count of 77-74. Head coach Michael Huger with us courtside. Coach, a game that saw both teams build 12-point leads and see them evaporate. Unfortunately, the Chips able to make up the difference late and get the victory. Let's talk about why you got to a 12-point lead before we talk about why you couldn't hold it. What got you to the lead?
We were able to defend and rebound the ball and push and transition and turn defense into offense. That's what got us the lead. We did a great job of sharing the ball.
And conversely, late it seemed that maybe a couple of key plays where you turned the ball over gave them some hope and some life, and that sort of keyed their push late. Is that what happened?
Yes, exactly. We turned the ball over at crucial times, and we missed free throws. We were 15 of 25 from the free throw line. Normally, we're a good free throw shooting team. We weren't today, and that's the difference in the game when you turn the ball over in critical junctures. I mean, just careless. Careless as all can be on the turnovers and stuff that we go over in practice. My frustration is we go over this in practice. We do a great job of doing what we're supposed to do in practice, and as soon as we get in the game, we just do a terrible job of executing and just turn the ball over, trying to get trapped and all of the stuff instead of just passing the ball to the open man.
Well, Coach, clearly tonight Central Michigan came out insisting that it wasn't going to be like it was in Mount Pleasant, and you were also mindful of that coming out. They came out with the intent of putting that big loss at home behind them, didn't they?
Oh, they definitely did. They did a really good job. They played extremely hard. They were active, deflections, all of the stuff. They wanted it more than us. And, you know, it tells when you have a loose ball on the floor and your guy looks at it and they got two guys diving for it and we don't have one just trying to dive for it. And it's just
clearly
frustration.
Clearly a frustrating night, Coach. I know Toledo's coming in Saturday and certainly the rivalry will be renewed, and I hope your team can match that and bring it on Saturday. Appreciate you joining us.
Thank you.
That's Falcons head coach Michael Huger. Falcons fall tonight 77-74.